She feels like she has no choice in this. And I'm sitting there going, oh, you feel powerless. What a horrible feeling to feel like you tried everything and go in one direction and you, there's nothing you can do about it. And I thought, I'm like, okay, wow, I get that. But then I also get that I can only be responsible for myself. I can't control the weather, but I can control what I do about it. And that makes me powerful. It's having a choice. If I give up my right to have a choice, then I am a victim. But if I can exercise my right, what do I have the right to? That's right. We are going to have a good day. And why do I know that? Because I have a choice. I can't control the weather, but I can control how I respond, what I partner with, what I choose to be thankful with, about. And it was just that, it just hit me. What makes us powerful is people who have a choice. And you have a choice. You know that saying like, well, you made me mad. Really? You give me that place to make you mad? Do you choose to be mad? Or someone makes you mad? We are powerful and we have a choice. We have a choice what we want to partner with, what we want to celebrate, how we want to steward our hearts. So it's a season to be powerful. I also feel like it's a season to be a part of the body of Christ. It's a season about community. Sean Bowles is a pastor down in Southern California. Do any of you guys heard that name before? He came and gave a word at a pastor's advance we had, I think in 2010, in the fall. And he said, 2010, he had all these dreams and crazy encounters. He's probably a seer like your son. And he was saying, 2010 is the year for the body of Christ to take their place, for the church to take their place. And they have a big heart for the entertainment industry and for Hollywood. And he went on to just talk about how everything's, the church's going to take the rightful place and be a place of resource and things will flow out of it. I thought, that is so wonderful. But it hit me. Who is the church? We are. If the church is going to take their place, I better take mine. What is my place? What has God given me? You have to work yourself back. You know, I love big themes. And this is the season for this. Okay, that's great. That's great. So what do I do? What does that actually practically look when I get up in the morning? How is that affecting me? What choices am I going to make when I know what season it is? So if I know it's a season for the body of Christ to take their place, I better find out what mine is. In Ephesians 4, I love Ephesians 4 because it talks about the body. It talks about the gifts and the purpose of the body. And in verse 15, the second part of, it's a very long sentence, but Christ, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth to the body for the edifying of itself in love. Look at your neighbor and say, I need you. We need what you supply. We need what you carry. So I pray that God would show you who he's created.